ladies and gentlemen, I want to speak to you from my heart as well as my mind. I do this most of the time anyway. I'm terribly conflicted here. I'm getting advice from both staff and many of you in the email to acknowledge what was headlined on the Drudge Report today. These things are always tough to talk about. I mean, I can tell you that I have extended my partnership at Clear Channel through the year 2016. I am not going anywhere. I am going to be here with you. I think it is I'm ecstatic that this has happened. And I'm happy that I can be able to tell you about it during the 4th of July week. Because, and I've said this on many occasions, none of this would have been possible without you. And I can't thank you enough. It's a debt that I can never repay you, just like we can never repay the debt that we owe the men and women of the U.S. Armed Forces. And I'm constantly in awe of the bond, the loyalty, the length of time people have been listening to this program, 20 years coming up on August the 1st. So yes, ladies and gentlemen, I have extended through 2016. And yes, for the most part, what you've read is true. But I want to say a couple things. It's actually a cut, because I was projecting much more. And since I didn't get what I was projecting, I'm looking at this not as a raise, but as a cut. Because I was expecting twice this. What I am going to call this is the Contract for America 2008. I know that the liberals and others will resent this, the class envy crowd, but don't resent it. I earned it. I want to take one more stab here at something I was talking about just before the previous hour concluded, and that is the news that popped up everywhere today on the Drudge Report. And my syndication partners at Clear Channel put out their own press release announcing that I have extended my partnership arrangement with them for 8 years through 2016. That's why I am your host for life. I've always said I am not going anywhere till everywhere, everybody, every American agrees with me. A daunting challenge. I have not shrunk from it, nor shall I. But I wanted to tell what this means to me, because in terms of my mind and my heart, you know, we all in this audience, you and I, we cherish this country, and we cherish the freedoms that we have in this country, and especially, you know, when we stop to think about it on the 4th of July, the Independence Week, and so forth, it takes on an even more important relevance. For example, I have a story in the stack of stuff today. The last batch of troops sent over to Iraq for the surge will be soon coming home. They will not receive anything from the Democrat Party along the likes of "job well done, we're proud of you." And this is highly distressing. Not only will Democrats not say, nor leftists say, to any returning troops from Iraq, "good job, job well done, we honor your service." No, they did just the opposite. They sought to secure defeat of the U.S. military in Iraq. They sought to discredit the surge before it had even begun. They called the architect of the surge, General Petraeus, essentially a liar before he had even opened his mouth to give them in Congress a report. We face really challenging times. The left wing in this country is on a tear to restrict as much freedom and as much movement as they can. 2 days in a row, I've had stories in the stacks of stuff here celebrating, drive-by media stories, celebrating the end of the SUV. And this is because people can't afford the gas price anymore. SUVs use a lot of gasoline, so people, A, aren't buying new ones, and they're trying to sell the ones that they have. And there are people happy about this.